Jane followed by Wayne. And Wayne Martin?
Sure.
Is this going to be one of yours, Wayne?
Yeah.
And he's going to sing us one of his compositions. So let's have a hand for Wayne Martin.
All right. Okay, great. You know, last Sunday I was down at Walnut Street Cafe in Lynn, and who was there? It was Jane Fallon. And I was explaining to Jane that I would really love to go to her CD release, but I'm featuring at Walnut this Sunday night. And Jane was good enough to let me have a copy, an advanced copy of her CD, and I must tell you, it is worth buying. It's a very good CD, very, very well produced. There it is. There's the guitar. All right, well. You know, I love playing these open mics. I used to play at an open mic at a restaurant called Savory Lane. And while Savory Lane was the name of the place, it was actually located on Arlington Street between a big white church and the railroad crossing. And if you're walking down Arlington Street, you might see one of those sidewalk signs that says live music tonight. And in parentheses, entrance around the back, because for some strange reason, there was no front door in Savory Lane. Now, the open mic was hosted by a duo called Two for the Show. And it was a popular one, so I usually had plenty of time to get myself some dinner before it was my turn to play. And the food was pretty good, too. No, I had my favorites. Every Thursday night was turkey night. And no, not because turkeys like me got a chance to play, but because the special was a turkey dinner with all the trimmings that really couldn't be beat. And it was available, prepared and packaged in a neat little bundle ready for busy commuters to take home to the family. Rick, the proprietor, told me that was a tradition started way back in the 60s by a previous owner. Rick was a huge fan of a singer-songwriter whose greatest hit was an all-American epic loved by millions. And he built a shrine to his idol right there on the stage at Savory Lane. And he had posters from his concerts and color glossy photographs of great moments in his illustrious career. He even had a handwritten autographed set list enclosed in glass, no less, which I'm told has a paragraph on the back with circles and arrows explaining why each song was selected in that special order for that particular show. Yes, Rick was a fanatic. That only added to the atmosphere that made Savory Lane such a fun place to play. You've noticed some similarities between Savory Lane and another famous restaurant celebrated in song. You might have come to the conclusion that Rick was a fan of a curly-haired troubadour who spent much of his time in the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts. But Asbury Park, New Jersey, was the hometown of Rick's favorite rock star. So if you seek fortune, fun, or fame, you come on down to Savory Lane. 'Cause mounted up there on the stages, captured rocking through the ages, with a red bandana, cut off sleeves, and a blonde guitar slung down to his knees. Yes, on that fabled stage you'll stand with the boss and the E Street Band. And it's one for the money and two for the show. Bring your sweetheart, bring your beau, 'cause you share the stage when you play at Savory Lane. And you'll hear every kind of song, ballads, blues, and sing-alongs, old dogs who sing harmony, and those who tickle ivory. A poet reads a poem she wrote, crooner strains to hit that note, and folks will tap their feet and sing to the beat of the old port swing. You know, I have played so many places, clubs, cafes, and bars. There's only one I know where you can do it with a superstar. And it's one for the money and two for the show. Bring your sweetheart, bring your beau, 'cause you share the stage with Springsteen when you play at Save It.
Wayne Martin. That's a true story, by the way.
All right.
And I'll test, the first night I ever played at Savory Lane, I had no idea about what Wayne just told you about, that it was a shrine and that Rick loved Bruce Springsteen. Thank you. And I did a Bruce Springsteen song, and Rick came out of the kitchen and was a big smile on his face. But let's not, enough of that. We now have.